producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, David Knight has got a story he's about to cover that is so big. And I just hope it's not overshadowed by some of the people that have taken over some of the federal buildings, being arrested, driving around in the federal vehicles, going to the grocery store, people on TV begging for snacks. When they run stunts, mailing sex toys to them, they pull them out and wave them around on TV. I mean, it is just a disaster. And I supported the Bundys and their grazing rights in Nevada. And our reporters were there when they were threatening to shoot them. And then I just see this whole circus that it has become. And then meanwhile, we have footage that's gotten no attention. It went up on Infowars.com. And there's just hours of this at retirement parties for BLM people where they're literally giving awards out for people that took more land from people and bragging about it. Quotes like, we're the bad guys, we come in and take this land. So you get that, like, the Bundys are like heroes making a stand, but they're doing it from not the best position, not the best place, wide open, with all these weird homeless people and stuff. There's a whole trend of, like, homeless people that say they're militia, which, fine, all men are militia, you know, going around and then just basically freeloading around. And it just, it's a disaster. And there's obviously feds swinging from the chandeliers. I mean, it is really a provocation. And I don't think they're bad people. They're just walking into a disaster. That's coming up. I mean, the footage is unbelievable. And towards the end of the fourth hour, he's going to play another segment of the Farrakhan interview. But the full interview is now up on Infowars.com. Louis Farrakhan, angel or devil? Alex Jones, honorable minister of Farrakhan, breakdown of the globalists enslave us all. And again, if you don't put something up there that asks a question, nobody will watch the video. I don't even know about the subheadline. This is a powerful historic interview that breaks the mold. I think that's the subheadline. I'm not knocking folks. I didn't tell them what to write. I just think, you know, powerful, in this powerful, unprecedented interview, Alex Jones breaks the mold of interviewing Louis Farrakhan. Instead of just going in there and trying to get in a fight with him and then have more balkanization, I say what I disagree with. I tell you what I agree with. It's powerful. I'm not going to have time to get to all this because when he comes back, I'll play it. But later in the hour, but the part about the abortion and how his mother tried to abort him three times, let's see if we have time to get to it before we go to break. Here it is. But what about what's going on in these abortuaries? What about Planned Parenthood? What about what's happening there?
When I was on the mall a few weeks ago in Washington, I talked about my mom, and I talked about the circumstances around my birth, and my mother knew that if I came to birth, I could disrupt her relationship with the man that she was with, because my father, whom she married, and he was a handsome philanderer, so she got rid of him, but he came back on the scene. And she was pregnant with me. The man, my mother's very dark. And the man that gave my mother her first child is very dark. So my brother is dark. But my father was light-skinned, curly-haired. So she was afraid that if that baby came to birth and was light-skinned, it would destroy her relationship with that man. So she decided to abort me. And she tried three times to abort me. And on the third time, in those days, she used a hanger. and she was unsuccessful.
Folks, I mean, again, this is breaking the mold. It's a very powerful interview. Help it go viral right now. The system does not want this info out. Infowars.com right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, January the 20th, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host. I'll be here the rest of this hour. We're going to play another clip from Louis Farrakhan to finish that up. I have some amazing news, as Alex has been telling you, a retirement party a few years ago, and we have the article up on Infowars.com by Don Salazar that's gone live now, but it's going to be coming up if it's not up there. Basically, what they're talking about is they're celebrating this lady they call the Acquisition Queen. They brag about all the land that she's taken, how much land she has taken for, and I'm not sure if it's the Park Service or the BLM. Look, they all work for the Department of Interior. They all work for the federal government. The BLM has different parts of its organization, some of them that confiscate land, some of them that supposedly manage land. That's questionable as we see this. But what you need to understand is the attitude of these bureaucrats. You know, I thought, have you ever wondered if there's any remorse or any regret from the people when they throw people out of their homes? And actually, when I look at this and the applause and the laughing and the taunting of private ownership that goes on in this retirement party, no, they don't. As a matter of fact, they want more people to take more land. Because even though this lady, as she was retiring from this one position, she was going to go out to Lassen Park in California, and they were talking about how many acres were owned there by the Park Service. And they said, and in this area, there's another 5 acres out of compared to the 106,000 acres that are there. In other words, there is 0.05% private land. And the guy who talks about this says, well, if I was that private landowner, I'd be concerned about this. We're going to play you those clips. It will make your blood boil. It makes my blood boil. This is what our government is doing. As we've seen many times, the people who are fighting this out west, the people who have seen, and again, in Utah, there was a demonstration held by a county commissioner that he organized as the Park Service was going to shut down a trail that had been open to recreational vehicles. You know, a lot of people in the city, a lot of people in the suburbs don't really understand what's going on with the ranchers. They think, well, I want to have these massive parks and understand that they're only going to let you use far less than 1% of this land. They're going to lock that up. And now they're locking down the 1%. And so they organized a protest. They threw the guy in jail for 10 days. They fined him. I think it was, I can't remember, I'm trying to go from memory. I think it was $100,000, $200,000 fine. And put him on probation because these people did a protest ride down this trail that had been previously open to the public. They want to shut everything down. As I said, they want to lock up all the land and tell you that you can't have any of it. It's absolutely amazing. This is what's going on with Agenda 21. They call this sustainable development. Sustainable development means that 99.9999, and I'm not exaggerating, percent of the land in this country will be locked up and off limits to you, and you will be crammed into some congested cities that you can't even imagine what it's going to be like living in them with 200-square-foot apartments. That's their plan for the future. And so we have to understand where they're going, first of all, if we're going to stop it. And as Alex was pointing out, I think that the Bundys have done a great job when they were there with their property, with their neighbors, standing against theft of their rights that they possessed as property. Those grazing rights are rights in and of themselves. Those are things that they had. They had done developments to that with water rights as well as grazing rights. They had developed water features. The BLM was going and destroying those, confiscating their cattle, literally not trying to manage the area. And that was Cliven Bundy's point. That's when he stopped paying the fees and protest, and that's a legitimate thing. They want to call him a welfare king rancher, okay? That's not what was going on. These people are the acquisition queens, the theft people. As one of them says, we're the bad guys. We come in and we take this land. They also brag about how they steal a mine. So we're going to play that. We're also going to play what Obama wants to do with smart guns as part of his executive plan on guns. He wants to force us to have smart guns that nobody really wants. There's absolutely no reason why you would want one of these things. There's other ways to address the issues that he wants to do. But, of course, there's a reason that they want to put out the smart gun technology. And you need to understand what's behind that. Before we get to those two stories and before we play the Louis Farrakhan clip, I want to go over a couple of small but very insightful news features. For example, here's one with Chris Christie, the presidential candidate, the governor of New Jersey. He just signed into law a bill called the Right to Shovel. And let me tell you what these people are shoveling. Okay, no, seriously. This is to establish a very narrow right for teenagers to be able to shovel snow for their neighbors and get paid a little bit of money without getting harassed by the cops. Isn't that pathetic? Isn't that pathetic? The police state of New Jersey. This is legislation sponsored by Senator Mike Dowry. He ensured that kids have the right to offer snow shoveling services before the storms without municipal approval, and Governor Christie magnanimously signed that into law. Look, you need to understand that it's not just in the for the ranchers. It's not just in the rural areas. It's not just in the suburban areas. We live in Sherwood Forest. And the sheriff of Nottingham has locked this entire place up, and you can't do anything, no matter how minor, whether it's a lemonade stand or shoveling snow for your neighbors, you can't do anything unless the king expressly allows it. Otherwise, the sheriff of Nottingham is going to come in and bust your head or lock you up in jail or maybe kill you if you get angry about the injustice. Here's what they said. He said, it's incredible that some towns wanted kids to register a business or to buy expensive solicitation permits before offering to shovel their neighbors' driveways and sidewalks. Absolutely, I agree with him. This is the senator who put the law in. He says, this new law sends the message that kids looking to make a few bucks on a snow day shouldn't be subjected to government red tape or fined for shoveling snow. And he tweets out, my right to shovel bill was signed into law by Governor Christie just in time for a big snowstorm expected this weekend. Now, I don't want to criticize this senator too much because he did the right thing. But when I look at this, I think about this and think, how pathetic that we have to have a law passed to say that we have a right to do something. Because you understand, they have completely perverted everything this country is about. It's not a free country anymore. We used to say that when I was a kid. Can I do this? It's a free country. You ever hear anybody say that anymore? No. I noticed it gradually got taken over by the idea, hey, there ought to be a law. You know, then there ought to be a federal law. And now everything we do in this country is a privilege that is granted by government. We take the position that everything is denied to us unless expressly permitted. And so you can't even have a right to shovel. You have to have express permission from the government to shovel snow as a teenager. They said this was drafted in response to reports of a pair of high school seniors who were stopped in January last year by Bound Brook police, told they could not go door to door without a permit. They couldn't hand out flyers in an attempt to solicit snow shoveling business for a snowstorm the next morning. Well, you know, as he points out, he's in this law, it says no ordinance regulating solicitation for services shall be applicable to solicitations, whether written or oral, for snow shoveling services made within 24 hours of a snowstorm that has been predicted by a commonly recognized commercial or governmental weather reporting entity. How about this? Instead of that long, legal, boring, opaque definition that I just read to you, why don't we fire these cops who harass the kids? Why don't we say, you've got too many police in your department with nothing to do. We don't need to be paying taxes to support their salaries. Send them home. There's too many cops. They have nothing to do. And when I look about this narrow definition of freedom, where we have to have a special bill introduced into the legislature, signed by the governor, to allow us to shovel snow without being harassed by the sheriff of Nottingham, I'm reminded of this quote that I think about all the time of George Washington when they asked him about the British. As they talk about liberty, aren't the British people free? He said, they walk about freely, but between high walls. We walk about between high walls. We walk about between very narrow alleyways of permitted freedoms. Isn't it pathetic? Isn't it pathetic in this land of the free that we stand for this? And before we go to break, I want to read you this other example of overstep and one of the corrections for this. We have a situation where we've got a Captain Edwards, who was then a police lieutenant, flipped out when he put on his emergency lights, but not his siren, and a motorcyclist didn't pull over for 3 minutes. And the motorcyclist said, well, you can't turn around 100% behind you when you're riding a motorcycle. For one, you don't want to do that because you take your eyes off the road. The mirror on the motorcycle vibrates. His car was an undercover car with low-profile lights. When I found out it was getting pulled over, I pulled over. And, of course, you can see, if you look at this picture of this, it's got a small red and white, red and blue lights located in the grill along with a small light at the top of the windshield. Now, with his turn signal activated, he pulls over a narrow shoulder road, puts his feet on the ground. At this point, the policeman rams his 2006 sport bike with his new Camaro police car, knocking the motorcyclist over, causing damage to the front end of the new Camaro. He nearly took my leg off, said the motorcyclist. On a dial clock, 12 o'clock facing forward, he hit me about 7:30. When you have your foot on a peg on a motorcycle, it's at about 8:30. So he quickly stood up. He had his arms extended, palms up. The policeman jumps out of his vehicle with his gun pointed at this guy. Total road rage. Total out of control. Total Barney Fife. Then he yelled to get down on the ground, okay? Now, this guy said, took him a second or so because he has his helmet on. Didn't do it quickly enough, so he gave him a karate kick to the chest, okay? And broke his ribs or something. Nevertheless, a jury did something about it. The district attorney didn't bring charges. This guy was promoted from lieutenant to captain, but a jury fined him personally $180,000. That's why you have juries. That's where we need to take our power back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this fourth hour, January 20th, 2016. Now, as promised, we're going to play you this amazing clip from this retirement party for federal bureaucrat, the people who are in land acquisition. And again, It's part of the Park Service. She's a Park Service employee. All under the Department of Interior. They all work with the Bureau of Land Management. You've got the Fish and Wildlife people. You've got the BLM people. You've got the Park Service people. You got the people right here who are stealing the land from people and locking it up. So we're going to play you some of these clips. You will not believe this. Before we do, real quickly, I want to let you know about some of the specials we've got this week. This week only, we have Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine, and Super Male Vitality for 15% off. Just this week. These are two of the most essential products from InfoWars Life. I recommend these. I use them daily. Both of these have thousands of five-star reviews. Over 90% of reviewers say they would recommend these products to a friend. Now is the time to stock up on these while you can get them at 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And also we have, don't forget, we have InfoWarsHelp.com where you can get products like Tangy Tangerine 2.0. This is the lowest price you'll find available anywhere. Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 is the most advanced multivitamin mineral complex to date. It provides you with the highest quality essential nutrients your body needs for optimal health. Also, make sure to check out Pollen Burst Plus Berry at InfoWarsHealth.com. It's the world's first energy drink that's powered by flower pollen that contains a blend of powerful antioxidants and other key nutrients, and it will wake you up. Naturally, let me tell you, I've used that. Pollen Burst is one way to wake yourself. You get some Pollen Burst and some Brain Force, and you're good to go. That's one of my favorite things to do. Okay, now let's get to this clip of the BLM stuff. This is coming from Lady Serena Catania, I think is the way to pronounce her name. She has a Sustaining America channel. We were sent this clip. A couple of different people sent this to us. I want to try to get her on. She's got a website, sustainingamerica.com. Talk to her a little bit more about the background of this. And, of course, if you go to her YouTube channel, go to her her website, you'll see some other very heartbreaking videos about people who built their dream home, wanted to retire close to a national park, and the national park comes in and takes their land. And this one video that she has, the lady says they had just built their dream home. They were working on this, and they were going to confiscate all of it. She asked them, well, what are you going to do with the home? They said, well, you know, some of the nicer ones like yours, we won't tear down. We'll have park employees move into them. And it's like, oh, okay. So it's okay for the government bureaucrats to live in these homes. It's not an impact on the sustainability of the environment if a park employee or a federal employee steals this from you and lives in it, but you can't stay there. That's the reality that we live with, okay? So, yeah, there's some heart-wrenching other videos that she has. She's gone around doing interviews with people. We're going to do the same thing here at InfoWars because we have to understand what this is about. This isn't just coming about the ranchers or the miners or the loggers, okay? They're coming after people with homes in the suburbs. And if you don't understand that these people have rights as well, you're going to lose your home as well. When you look at these massive forest fires that are happening on government land, it is because of a policy that puts a priority on locking people out of the land. It used to be they would allow people to come in and cut deadwood. Standing deadwood, falling deadwood. Okay, that was what would keep the forest fires down. By letting standing deadwoods, dead trees remain, by letting them remain on the ground after they've fallen, without letting anybody pull these things out, that is causing massive devastation. As we talked about when we talked about the situation with the Hammond family, here was a situation where that year in Oregon, 3.5 million acres burned from wildfires. They tried to stop a wildfire that was going to destroy their property. They did a backfire to stop it. 139 acres burned. And for that, the BLM called them arsonists and prosecuted them as terrorists. And by the way, the bureaucrat who did this, the prosecuting attorney who pushed that, has some pretty massive personal problems. She wound up having to resign, said she was suffering from PTSD. I don't know if she was a vet or if that was just the warfare she's conducting on the American people. Let me play this clip for you real quickly and give you a taste of this.
But I did have a letter here from the Washington office, and what it says in the letter to Mary is, thank you for all of your support. And Mary has, and Dick, they have supported land. Land isn't always supported because we're the bad guys. We come in and we take this land, and we always take it for less than it's worth.
Yeah. There you go. Always.
And I still talk to Washington and keep telling them you need more staff.
Yeah. Need more people to take land for less than it's worth. They're the bad guys. They're bragging about it. Stay with us. We've got more of that coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host for the rest of this hour. We've been playing some excerpts from the retirement party for a Park Service employee, Mary Martin. She was going to be retiring from the Mojave Preserve, and she was going to be, though, transferring, not really retirement. She was going to be transferring, I guess, to the Lassen Volcanic Preserve in California. Now, as we just played in the last segment, they're bragging about the fact that they take land for less than it's worth. Let's play that little clip just one more time as a lead-in to what they're about to talk about next.
Land isn't always supported because we're the bad guys. We come in and we take this land, and we always take it for less than it's worth.
Yeah, they come in, they take this land, they always take it for less than it's worth. So here's an example from the same lady at the same party, where they're going to brag about the fact that there was a mine that they wanted to take. They said they estimated it was $40 million. They eventually get it for $2.5 million. Okay, so maybe about 5% of the real value of the property. And she brags about the fact that she took it from two little old guys that were in World War II. Absolutely merciless theft. Let's play that clip.
You know, we sit there and wonder, why are we here?
Yeah, why are you here?
Thieves. We weren't back too long, and Dick calls and says, we need to have a meeting. There's a mine I want to acquire.
I want to acquire this mine.
So, okay. Yeah, and so we have this meeting, and I'm sitting there.
Is that for Harry Reid?
There, too. And, well, what's the value? Do you have an idea what the value of this mine is? Yeah, around $40 million. Well, I came from D.C. lands, and I knew how much money was in the bank. I forget how long it took us to acquire
forever.
It did take forever.
Yeah, we don't have enough money. Let's just steal it.
We went out to the mine, and the owners were two little guys that had been in the Second World War. This mine was in operation in the 40s.
Yeah, so screw
them. And you have to do,
you can get away with it.
Title.
They're old guys. Take advantage of them.
I swear it was. And Ralph Minehan, our attorney's going like this. We didn't know what to do. We called everybody in the country. Nobody knew what to do. Nobody wanted to touch it. But anyway, we did get it appraised, and we did acquire for $2.5 million, which I stole the money from Washington.
Yeah, great. She stole the money from Washington, and she got it for $2.5 million, a little bit just a little over 5% of what they had appraised it as. Yeah, you're the bad guys. You come in and you take our land, and you take it for less than it's worth. That's the reality of it. Let's play this next clip. This is where they refer to her as the acquisition queen. And this is the celebration, again, of this lady who's retiring from working at the Mojave Preserve. They're going to talk about how much land this acquisition queen has stolen. And then they're going to look forward to what she's going to do at her next position in California. Let's play that clip.
Up on the wall, and I don't know whether you can see them or not, are three red numbers. Some pretty big ones and one small one. And I don't know how to do this, but I guess we'll go start with the big one, 111,500.
So he's playing a little game. He's having the people guess. What is this?
Under the acquisition queen's regime.
Yeah.
111,550 acres under the acquisition queen regime. Oh, applause. Isn't that great? We love that. It's required 111,000 acres.
1,372.36.
What's that number?
Okay, how about the next number? It's the private acres in last.
Ha ha ha. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Let me get this up. This is radio. Okay, so they put two numbers up. One is 5.66. The other is 106-some-odd-thousand acres. Okay, what are these two numbers? Well, the first one, the big one, 106,000 acres, that's the number of acres in the Lassen Volcanic Park Preserve, okay? And then he says, and then the small one, 5.66, that's the number, that's the amount of private land. Ha ha, ha ha, says the Park Service employees. Go ahead, play the rest of this.
If you own 5.66 acres, would you be swept right now?
That makes my blood boil. I don't know if you can hear that. He says, if you owned that 5.66 acres, would you be sweating right now? Because, you see, they've already gotten all but 0.05% of a percent of the air, land in that area. They want it all. They want it all. And you better be sweating because the federal government is going to steal every last thing you've got. And these people are laughing about it. They're the thieves who work for the federal government. Makes my blood boil to see this. We've got the federal government in Texas moving the boundaries around the Red River for land that people have had for centuries, telling them that they're going to steal their land. They're going to steal their homes. This is land that has been private land. It's been registered. They've been paying taxes on it. They're doing this everywhere, folks. You better wake up. They're going to take your stuff, too. Whether they're going to pull you over beside the road and take your car because, well, you know, war on drugs. I'm not going to wait and, you know, find you guilty for anything. I'm not going to even charge you with anything. I'm just going to charge your car with being maybe an accessory to my fantasy of it being connected and somehow to this illegal, unconstitutional war on drugs, and I'll just take your property, okay? Think about this, conservatives. If a government can take your land, they can take your car, they can take your plane, they can take anything because you don't have any rights. And all these people who want to support this because they hate drugs, or all these people who want to support it on the left because they hate guns, understand the hole that you're digging yourself into. They're going to set you beside that hole and put a gun in your head. And pop it one off and push you in the hole and cover it up. That's what this is all about, folks. You want to give them these kinds of unconstitutional powers that they don't have? Conservatives, do you understand that this is a UN agenda, this war on drugs? Do you understand that it has been totally ineffective except to take your rights and your property? All right, let's go to this this Louis Farrakhan interview, because it is important that people start to come together across the spectrum. People in rural areas need to come together with people in the cities. Black and white need to come together. We need to understand they're not serving us except in the sense of the Twilight Zone movie, where you find out that to serve mankind is actually a menu. Let's play that Louis Farrakhan clip.
That gave my mother her first child is very dark, so my brother is dark. But my father was light-skinned, curly-haired. So she was afraid that if that baby came to birth and was light-skinned, it would destroy her relationship with that man. So she decided to abort me. And she tried three times to abort me. And on the third time, in those days, she used a hanger. And she was unsuccessful. And I came to birth. And I said that on the mall to all those people that were there and to the millions who were watching. If my mother was successful in aborting me, what would the world have lost? Jesus was born under strange circumstances. And she had to be put away privily, as the Bible teaches, because if she were seen pregnant, the law was, where's the husband? Where's the father? Well, you say Holy Ghost, but we know there's no human being born without the agency of a man. That's real. So they would have killed Mary. But her baby was the last prophet to the Jewish people, Jesus. I'm saying that to say this. Every prayer that we pray is answered through the womb of a woman and a baby that was given a chance to live and to grow. And that's why we are against eugenics. Mr. Muhammad was death on birth control. He called it a death plan by the government against poor people. So we find that we are kindred spirits in so many ways. And you know, Mr. Jones, I felt that today. I felt that when we met and you could question me and strip away whatever there is, if there's something to be stripped away, that America could see me as I am, white people could see me as I am.
In that position as a moral judge, I think you should keep quiet.
In the mind of Satan was to set up a one world government where he would be in charge. They talk about me, but they won't confront me. What the hell business is it of yours?
America should keep her mouth shut. I didn't mean to be so fired.
No, that's good. That's good.
That's my passion.
as a student of my teacher, I think I should always be dignified in my expression, although sometimes in passion I lose it.
Absolutely.
And so I thought about, you know, when they said Farrakhan, he wants to kill all white people, and he's advocating 10,000 fearless men to go out and kill white people, as though I'm insane. That's insanity. And I've been teaching for 60 years, sir, and no one who follows me has ever gone out and killed a white person, harmed a Jewish person, bombed a synagogue, or even put some swastika on a synagogue, because that's against our religion to deface a house of worship. I'm saying that to say this. When I said in Florida, you know, naming all the blacks that got shot down, and according to something I just read, where one black man every 28 hours is shot by a policeman, and young black men are 9 times more likely than other Americans to be killed by police officers in 2015, according to the findings of the Guardian newspaper, 1,134 deaths at the hands of law enforcement officers happened last year. As a black man who loves my people, I'm grieved not only at police killing us, but I am grieved at our killing of each other, which sometimes is 10 times more than what white policemen have done. So in my passion against that, and this has been gradually increasing with me over the years, I said, if the federal government does not intercede to see that justice comes to us, because that's the government's job. It's not my job to kill my killer. It's the government's job to arrest the killer, bring them before a court of law, and punish them for their misdeed. But when the government fails to do it, what are we to do? We have to defend our lives. And so I said, stop them wherever you find them. Not everybody, just the ones that kill us out of the law of justice. If the government won't arrest them and do that, somehow we're going to ultimately do that, and then it leads to what they'll say, it's a race war. No, we are not in any position at all to engage in a race war. It's ridiculous. It's destructive. It's suicidal. However, persecution in the Quran, it says, is worse than slaughter. And you know, you talk about 1776.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. And I'm here to tell you, 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Doesn't matter how many lemmings you get out there on the street begging for them to have their guns taken. We will not relinquish them. Do you understand?
And you are so right. But in 1776, America had enough. The colonial people under Britain had enough. So when Patrick Henry said, give us liberty or we are willing to pay the price, which is death, you force people into that when government fails to do its job to redress the grievance of the people who are suffering.
I will put this interview out basically unedited. I mean, we'll put a lot of clips in and articles and things, but we're going to put almost the whole interview out basically. Mainstream media
they're going to take just what you said, even though you quoted Patrick Henry and the rest of it. I guarantee you they're going to take that and just show the clip again out of context. And they do that with me, too. So I don't even, I'm asking you, how do we deal with that when there's nothing we can do? I guess mainstream media is losing credibility, losing ratings. Even USA Today a few weeks ago admitted television for politics is dead. It faces its mortality. So I think I just answered my question. They've discredited themselves, but still, they just go on lying. They go on twisting.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, a nutjob radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to take off firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Okay, and you can see the rest of this on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. We don't have time to play the entire Louis Farrakhan interview. It's a great job, a great documentary interview, as you just saw an excerpt there, one more excerpt. When we come back, we're going to talk about childproof caps, airbags, smart guns. Obama says they're going to make us all safer, do they? We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new 4-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment, we're going to talk about Obama's push for smart guns. And when he sells this, he sells it as one more thing that the government can do, like childproof caps or airbags. We're going to talk about those, too, as well as I'm going to plug the report that we've got up on InfoWars.com about smart guns. Before I do, just quickly, I want to let you know that we have the all-new ProPure shower filter that has arrived. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants from shower water, including heavy metals, pesticides, fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceuticals, and odors. It's made out of BPA-free plastic, easy to install, has a filtration capacity of up to 9 months. It is available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com in a limited run. Also, we have Super Female Vitality back in stock. There's a reason Super Female Vitality is sold out for over a month at InfoWarsLife.com. Both men and women love it. 95% of reviewers say they would recommend it to a friend. Now is a perfect time to get Super Female Vitality for your wife or girlfriend. Start the year off right before it sells out again. Again, you can find both of those at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, as Obama is selling smart guns, and I have an entire report about why people don't want smart guns and why Obama desperately wants them. But as he's selling them, he's talking about how we've had these success stories with child-proof medicine bottles. Let me give you some metrics about that. We saw a 45% drop in the deaths of children under 5 years old when we put in these medicine bottle caps. That's not a large number, quite frankly. I was surprised that it didn't even reduce the fatalities by half. Understand that that saves 25 lives a year, but there's still 31 children a year dying from getting these caps. It's a pretty major movement to get these quote-unquote childproof bottles because, again, they're not childproof. This is, I would think, an example of straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel because it isn't the childproof caps that are really the problem. It's the drugs inside of them. If you really want to save lives, you will seal these things up and not let people get to them. Because we had, for example, going back to the JAMA statistics of 1998, over 106,000 people died from regular use of prescription drugs. It's not overdose. The overdose killed another 30,000 people. 4.6% of all deaths that year were from from adverse drug reaction, people using them as prescribed. So you really want to, you know, get rid of deaths. Don't just use childproof locks, which are only 45% effective, only save 25 lives per year, but still 31 lives per year being lost to that. Then he goes on to talk about airbags as being another success story of government regulation. Here's an article from 2005. At the time, and this is a statistic that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration loves to put out, 10,000 lives a year saved. How do they justify that? I don't know where they get their statistics, but a statistician questioned that. This was Mary C. Meyer, who is at the University of Georgia. She did an article that was published. She said that that NHTSA, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, recorded 238 deaths from airbags between 1990 and 2002. And, of course, you know, you've seen a lot of headlines about these malfunctioning airbags that have killed, I think, between 8 and 10 people. They've had millions of them recalled. When they go off, it shoots projectiles into your face. It's like being hit in the face with a shotgun. That's the way that thing fails. But she points out there's 238 deaths between 1990 and 2002. She said they all occurred at very low speed. And we know that they couldn't have been caused by anything other than airbags. But, of course, NHTSA discounts the fact that people could die from the airbags at a high-speed crash. She points out analysis found proper use of seatbelts reduced death by 67%. Airbags had no statistical difference except to increase your chances of dying by a factor of 4 if you're not wearing seatbelts. That's what they offer us with their safety mandates. And now they've got another one lined up, smart guns. Take a look at that article, smart guns, dumb and dumber. Tonight, InfoWars News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.